What do we got today, Marco? Step in for the Birderer. What do we have for Rats Off a Ship?
All righty. I'm going to do my best J Fig impression. Gillibird, Gillibird. number one, Kal-El Ware being left off of the Rising Stars roster.
Tomorrow's word is stadium. Well, at least you can't make a penis joke with stadium. Watch us.
We'll find one.
Want to fill your stadium? Blue Chew.
Okay. All right. Okay.
What was your topic again?
It is Kal-El Ware being left off of the Rising Stars roster.
Rats off a ship. I understand Jared McCain got a roster. It doesn't make any sense. He's done for the season. Even if you want to give him the honor, that's cool and all, but he's not playing, so I don't understand that. Feels like to me you should have had your antenna up and been like, oh, we need a replacement. Should put Kal-El with it. Maybe he'll still make it.
I'm guessing he'll still make it because here's the deal. As much as we want to have a problem with this, he's been hot for like 3 seconds.
True.
So you got to realize that to go from not even on the radar to lighten the radar up, it's like kind of fast. Not saying he doesn't deserve it.
E-Sim says they invited Bronny. That's true. They wanted Bronny and LeBron to do the skills competition. I think they were going to. But also, I realized G Leaguers get spots too.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit weird.
I would say do the G Leaguers against the young guys.
Yeah.
So we can put everybody in their place.
So rats off a ship on the Rising Stars. Congrats to Jaime. Where are your rats?
I'm not rats off a ship only because I could see how it could happen because of his recent success. And I'm also not rats off a ship because guess what? He could still be on it.
True. I'll be non-rats off. My rats will be back. We'll swim back if you put Kal-El Ware on them. Froggy, where are your rats?
How can you not have the Rookie of the Year at the All-Star Weekend? Rats off a ship, dude.
Rats off a ship.
Rookie of the Year for 3 weeks.
We know.
Pretty good.
Yeah, we know.
It's been a fun time.
It's the first time I've ever agreed with you, and I'm winning. Mm. Wow.
I don't like it. Like, you kind of made it seem like it could never happen again. I mean, you know, I have thoughts that are good.
Mm. Well.
Number two?
Number two.
Debatable.
Chiefs owner's wife, Tavia Hunt, says God is on the Chiefs' side.
No.
Not the refs.
Rats off a ship.
God.
Like, rats off a ship. Stop. People, listen.
Well.
Rats off a ship.
Stop saying because you had success, God loves you.
That's what... I mean,
she did say that, though.
But that's just stupid.
She did say that. She said when she said they prayed when they had a 2-13 season or something like that, or a 2-14 season. She prayed and they delivered them Andy Reid.
Or why don't you just send some money over to Philadelphia, who fired him and made him available?
I will say it feels like God doesn't love Buffalo.
Yeah, that's true.
It feels like that. But if God doesn't love Buffalo, what does he think about us?
Yeah. Well,
what do you think he thinks about Cleveland?
Woo! Well, you guys made your choice.
Or the Vikings.
Yeah, well.
Like, you know, those teams should, like, God doesn't like us because we're losing?
You know, like, nothing to do in Kansas City sin-worthy. You can't sin in Kansas City.
You can sin.
Like, how?
I don't know.
Like, really?
What?
Dude.
Cheat on your barbecue spot?
Listen, I cringe. I literally cringe when I hear people say it on TV. Right? Because if I'm successful and you're not, that means God loves me more than you?
Well, she did say it's not black magic or referee favoritism. It's God's grace.
Rats off a ship. It is definitely black magic and referee favoritism. Okay. Rats off a ship. I don't even know. Maybe God does love the Chiefs, but the refs also love the Chiefs.
I mean, so that means that God didn't love the Bills.
Nope.
God didn't love the Ravens. Huh. Right? Like, yeah, get it.
God did not love Mark Andrews' hands.
Yeah.
That's right.
Ooh.
Those are sinners' hands. What about you, Froggy?
I am rats off a ship as well. Definitely ref favoritism.
Mm-hmm.
Rats off a ship.
Number three?
Number three, the Pro Bowl games, as they have now been named.
Rats off a ship. I'm not here to watch NFL players play double dare. Even if it was a charade of a football game, it was still a football game, and people had helmets on.
Hey.
Yeah.
Nope.
But it's...
Take it from somebody who got concussed at the Pro Bowl.
How?
I'm like, my season just said,
is it just you and the guy Sean Taylor hit? Is that the list?
The punter.
No, I've seen some guys get lit up.
Biggest hit.
But it's always, see, here's the thing. You got the snipers on the other side of the ball that almost think it's funny to go and clean somebody out. Now, that's how it happened. Because I was on kickoff.
Mm.
And I was just trotting. The play was all boop. Cleaned out.
Jeez. So your rats off a ship on the Pro Bowl games? Or you like the Pro Bowl games?
I think the Pro Bowl is to basically get a bunch of people to pay money to come see their favorite players. That's it. And you can do that. Like, that's fine. Do we have to put our bodies in harm's way so you can do that? Or I would say it's more of an intimate setting when you do games like this, because you get to see the guys' faces. You get to maybe dap them up or whatever. When they're on the field and you're in the stadium, you're too far away. So, there.
Mm. Dead South says you're a toe bowler.
Well done. Point for Twitcher.
Laugh it up, fucking boy.
Frog boy? I am also rats off a ship, and I will echo the sentiment of J.J. Watt, who ripped the Pro Bowl, calling it the Participation Bowl because of how deep they have to go with alternates.
Mm.
Growing up, I remember seeing things such as the fastest man or the top quarterbacks compete for accuracy or the top receivers. Now I'm just seeing a bunch of guys in flags.
I mean, it wasn't
the Pro Bowl.
It also used to be after the Super Bowl, right? Like the Pro Bowl used to be after the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Yep. In Hawaii.
And then none of the people in the Super Bowl would play, but they would go out there.
They'd go,
because I remember one year, the loser of the championship game is the coach.
Yep.
Right? So the Steelers lost championship game to the Chargers. And the Chargers flew from the Super Bowl, which was, I think, was that the Michael Jackson Super Bowl out in L.A.?
Oof.
They flew to Hawaii from the Super Bowl because Natron Means was a running back. So it was Natron Means. Was that the Rose Bowl that year?
Hmm.
Yeah, 93 was the Rose Bowl.
It was the next year.
Oh, okay. Well, Michael Jackson performed at the 93 one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Cowboys.
It was Cowboys and Chargers.
Bills.
Oh. Nope. When was the Cowboys Chargers?
What was the halftime show for that?
No, yeah. When was that Cowboys Chargers? That's the one, the Pro Bowl I'm talking about. It's 95 Super Bowl.
95, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. But it was 94 season.
95 was 49ers Chargers.
49ers Chargers. Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
Give us one more there, Froggy.
I shall. Final.
Wow. Leroy's big toe has a big toe.
Jeez.
Hey. Look. Stop laughing at the toe jokes, Froggy.
Yeah, that's fair. Your big toe may have a big bro, just like our boy Jake Paul. Mm. Who we found out recently, not fighting each other, dude. That was an advertisement for their new reality show.
Rats off a ship. Like,
first of all, what did you think? We sat here and had an argument whether one guy would punch his brother out. I told you that was nonsense.
Isn't your entire thing a reality?
You never had a brother. How would you know?
I understand, but isn't your whole thing a reality show? Like, you're a YouTuber. Like, your whole market is a reality show. I don't need you to have another reality show on Max. Like, yeah. I like how all the streaming platforms are doing the Mr. Beast Games, the Paul Brothers on. Like, no. I want them to fight each other.
No.
They're not fighting each other. Brother, I don't care.
You're not going to fight a brother in a fight?
Why not?
Oh, my goodness. Mm. Clearly. See, this is what it sounds like when you've never had a brother.
Bummer.
Like, because even Marco's like, Yeah, I got one brother. Like, but I would let him knock me out. I would knock him out.
I liked everybody yesterday, too. It was like, this was genius marketing. And I'm like, it is? The show's in a month and a half. Now everybody knows it's not a fight. That's stupid.
Yeah. I wouldn't have told him. I would have had him show up.
I had questions from the beginning.
Sick of him, dude.
I had questions from the beginning.
Are you going to watch the show? Are you going to watch the show then?
What show?
The reality show.
No!
Well.
Been watching that reality. You've been watching that reality show for 3 years.
Yeah, I'll give it a look. I like the Paul Brothers. Oh, okay.
Take a break. Get you caught up with your headlines after this.